Welcome to Sanhedrin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet, Chapter 1, Mishnah 4. The Mishnah continues speaking about the amount of judges necessary for certain types of cases. The Mishnah says, Dinei Nefashos, capital punishment, matters of life and death, Be'esrim V'shlosha, one needs a court of 23. It is not sufficient with just a simple court of 3. Haroveya, an ox that has bestiality with a woman, Vihanirva, or an animal, a cow, that had bestiality with a man. Basrim Vishlosha, the law is that the animal is actually killed, and it must be killed through a court of 23 judges. Shenamar, because the Pasuk says, Viharakta esha isha ve'esha behema. When the Torah speaks about bestiality, it says that one must kill the woman and the animal. Ve'omer, and it says, Ve'esha behema. The Torah compares the woman, the human, and the animal. The same way that the law is that in order to kill the woman, we need a court of 23. So to the animal, to kill the animal, one also needs a court of 23. Similarly, Shor HaNiskal, an ox that killed a person, the law is that it is killed. It receives stoning. We stone the ox. Be'esrim v'shlosha needs 23 as well. Shenamar, because it says in the Pasuk, Hashor Yisakel, the animal shall receive stoning. Begam be'alav yumas, and so too the owner shall die. Kemisas habalim kach misas hashor. Just like when one kills the master, it must be with a cord of 23. So too when one kills the ox. Now, just to point out, if a fellow owns an ox that kills someone, we do not kill the owner. There's a special financial payment that they have to pay called kofar. But the fact that the Torah compares the death of the ox to the owner being killed, that is there to indicate that the same way that if we would kill the owner, we would need a court of 23, because capital punishment is always with the larger court. So too, when we kill the ox, it also have to be with a court of 23. The Mishnah continues, Hazaev, a wolf, Vehoari, a lion, Hadov, a bear, Vehanamer, and a leopard, Vehabardalus, another type of wild cat, perhaps a tiger, Vehanachash, and a snake, that kill a person. Misasan be'esri mishlosha. The Tanakama, the first rabbi in the Mishnah, holds that you need to have a court of 23 to kill them. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Rabbi Eliezer, disagrees, and he says, Kalakleidim lahar ganzacha. Whoever kills them first merits, did a good thing. Why? Because they've made sure to prevent any additional mishaps from this type of animal, and they do not need to be brought to the court. Rabbi Akiva, Omar, Misasan, Be'asrim, V'shlosha, Rabbi Akiva says that one must kill them with 23, which really sounds like the words of the first rabbi. But the Gemara explains that Rabbi Akiva differentiates between all other wild animals and the snake. All other wild animals, in order to put them to death, one must have a court of 23. However, the snake, anyone who kills the snake, it is as if they were merit because they have removed a dangerous nuisance from the entire world. Perhaps one can add that the Nachash, we know, caused the greatest damage in the history of mankind when the snake, the serpent, gave Chava to eat. At that point, the entire world changed because she listened to the snake. So perhaps getting rid of the snake benefits the world the most. And when Kalakodim Zacha, whoever gets rid of the snake and the impact that it had on this world, Zacha, they merit, they do a good thing. Wishing you a wonderful upcoming week. Have a great day. See you tomorrow.